Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I'd like to welcome you and thank you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are the Inner Circle, who make sure that you are always attuned to this frequency every Thursday night, you are part of why I am still living, okay? There has to be some purpose in life, and I, at some point in my life, realized that I had to have something much more going on for me than working for the next 50, 60 years of my life, trading men like you trade shoes, buying things, trading in polished wood, metal, and stone to come to a point where you die and have sit your whole life watching your people be exterminated from the face of this earth. The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to provide us with moments of inspiration and reflection and opportunity to come to points of reverence and respect for the reality of who we each are in this now moment of eternity as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of the absolute presence and its absolute reality that constitutes the whole of existence itself. And I know that there are very few places, if any place, you're going to get that from commercial radio, even alternative radio, even public affairs and all of that. Very few people are really willing to really share with you the fullness of all that you are to get you to have the fire within their own hearts to make sure that you have a greater understanding, a greater vision and desire to fulfill your own duties, obligations, and responsibilities in being as a living, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that presence that is the whole of existence itself, and it could never die. So when we look at what the issues are upon the planet, when we look at what needs to happen, then we need to take personal responsibility to really make commitments to seek, to search, to internalize once you've found, to really make all of the information, all of the inspiration, all of that which you're studying, to make it applicable to your life. Not to sit back and just take it all in like a sponge and then try to regurgitate it back as if you're really deep or something when you haven't even begun to scratch the surface of the truth of your reality as an inherent immortal point of presence of an absolute and eternal presence. These people are not trying to make you truly understand who you really are here and why you're here in this now moment of eternity. Those of us who dwell within this continental United States have global responsibility to get up, to get up, to get up, to rise up, to realize that our glorified lives of shiftlessness, say, no matter how much you're working, if you are not working consciously to improve the substance of your own presence and being, then you are not doing the work that you're here to do. Because there are no purposes for which you could slave. There is no purposes for which you can work. There is no labor for which you can be paid that is greater than fulfilling your duties and obligations and responsibilities as man, the progenitor of lineages of people, and womb man, the perpetuator of lineages of people. And they can make you think that whatever you've accomplished is so glorious. But in your accomplishing and all of that which you were doing, you did not take the time to feed your children. In all that that you were doing, you gave your children over to the same ideas and thoughts and culture that is bastardizing this world. In all of that which you're doing, you have failed to do the thing that really needs to be done, and that's to really love and rejoice in the blessings of being, to have as the fiber of your being a real sense of love and respect and reverence and appreciation for each and every thought that you've thought, for each and every beat of your heart, for each and every breath that you've taken, for every step that you've made, for every hand that has lifted you, for every heart that has fed you, for all of that that you have received in this life, regardless of how old you are or how old you are not.
Your degree of reverence and respect for that blessing that you have been gifted is and lays foundation for all of that which you could ever possibly experience as prosperity. For there is no prosperity when you have no respect for your own breath and heartbeat. I don't care how much regard you have for the saints and the saviors and religions and things, but when you don't respect the beat of your own heart to the degree that you understand how your body functions and that you were completely animated and completely filled to overflowing with the presence of the Creator's intelligence as the truth and substance of your own being. This is your reality. But you'd rather be Democrats and Pan-Africanists and niggas and thugs and all kinds of lesser things, thinking that somehow these things are going to bring you some glory by association. And the associations are still darkness where they have not come to the light of realizing that we upon this Mother Earth spaceship are in heaven already, and this is our paradise. The Creator's presence is a totality of all there is as existence itself. We dwell in the medium of its intelligence as the oceans are filled with all manners of living things. In the medium of water, we are in the medium of the intelligence in the presence of that you all call God. And you act as if it is nowhere to be found. And it's everywhere. There's nowhere that you can look and you don't see the manifestation of it, the womb manifestation of it. And you have allowed people to dictate to you so that you disrespect your mothers, your cosmic mothers, your universal mothers, your Mother Earth and the mothers of the earth. It is time for the restitution, the reconciliation, the realignment, the revivification and resurrection. Woman cannot be relegated to being a Holy Ghost when there is no one who exists upon the planet who did not come directly through the womb of the womb man. And our Mother Earth has provided, and she has done everything that she knows to do, and she will continue to do, regardless of whether you all are vaporized in the next now moment. She can live without any of us. And so you have to realize that we're in that day and time where the lives of those who call themselves human, those who know that they're kind of human, those who are the descendants and ascendants of the Aboriginal, the Indigenous, and the Native peoples of this planet, your lives hang in the balance as a result of having lost your inherent purpose in existence. Everything in existence lives to perpetuate life. Everything in existence perpetuates existence itself. It does what it does by virtue of the intelligence of the Creator's presence in it, and you disregard it, you disrespect it, you're disobedient. This is what happened, and this is what is going on, and we can no longer follow the disobedient ones. We can no longer follow the ones who act like spoiled children. Oh, if you don't give me what I want, I'm going to kill you and take all your stuff. They dress themselves up to make you think that they have all the answers and all the solutions, and they've created all of the problems, all of the disease, all of the distortion, all the destruction, all of the devastation. And we have more regard for them than you have for the intelligence of your being. The intelligence of your being is more valuable than any religion and any book, because it is the living presence. It is the living testament of the living presence of the intelligence of existence that is timeless, infinite, and eternal. And we are these points of its presence, and there is no school or academy or that which has properly prepared you for standing in the integrity of who and what you are as a child of the absolute. And this is what we have to consciously value to see what it is we must do in order to make a difference in this world. And if you're not here to consciously seek to make a difference, if you've bit the bite that says, it's a white man's world. There's nothing you could do except do what they do. This world belongs to the intelligences of existence that maintain her, sustain her. And we are in that now moment, where we will either regard, reverence, and respect that there are laws that govern existence, there are laws that govern continuance in existence, and there are laws that are in full effect and that will put you in position where you will be experiencing the degradation, the disease, the disruption, the dissatisfaction, the discontentment, the unhappiness, as a result of being outside of the order of the law. The law was provided for us, and man tried to articulate what the law is, but the law existed long before they were able to write it. The laws existed long before the scriptures existed. The law existed long before the religions existed, and you all give more attention to the religions than you do to the intelligence of existence that has permeated and is the reality of all there is. How can you do that? And be correct. And be in order, and be in the fullness of yourself, to be in the fullness of your authority, to really understand the glory of who it is you are as a child of God, as a disciple of truth, as one who was gifted to the earth to give its gifts to the earth, to glorify the legacy of the lineages that have come before us, and to work collaboratively and collectively with all orders of existence in the perpetuation, the glorification, the magnification, and the exaltation of existence itself. And you all are acting like y'all don't know what the hell to do out here. No, I don't know what to do. 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 Be who you are. But in order to do that, you have to understand the methodology of oppression as it has been instituted generationally, which has caused and is really the substance of what we witness as distortion and dysfunction. The behavior of us as human beings has been modified as a result of the injection of all manners of poisons into your bloodstream, the proliferation of all manners of chemical, the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, all manners of mucus producing, acid producing things that put you in a position where your body begins to become so filled with those things that harden and make the body hard. So 40, 50 years of that, you can hardly move. You see, the elders, they have to have canes. They're moving kind of slow. They can't go up and down. Their bodies have lost its elasticity. It's lost its ability to regenerate itself because they have been pumping you full of death the whole time. You and I, who are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute omnipresence, eternal presence, should not be dying here. Our Mother Earth has not died here. And she provides with the cosmic forces of existence that which we need to help facilitate our cellular regeneration. And there should be no time in our whole existence where our cells fail to regenerate. So when you think about the global conspiracy that is in effect, where these people are going throughout the world harvesting souls under the name of Jesus and all of the gods and things without helping the people to do what needs to be done in order to really prepare for the transition from the earth, to lighten their load, to cleanse their vehicles, to understand the quality of character and virtue and integrity that we need to have as our constitutional reality. So then when it comes time for us to make transition from the planet, we did not make transition because we died. We made transition because we realized who we were as immortals here. On behalf of all of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of all of those who did not make it, who could not see it, all of those whose blood have been spilled upon this earth where so much of the earth has become red, symbolizing the blood of the saints, on behalf of all of those who were slaughtered and killed in order for those traditional religions and things to be established, on behalf of all of our mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers and great-great-grandmothers and grandfathers and all of the great ones and the grand ones that came between us, before us, it is our time to get up and stop living lies. To get up and realize that there is one eye, one real eye, one true eye, one cosmic eye that sees through every eye. And it needs to be respected through every living being. And that's what these people have taught you not to do. They act as if something's wrong with you if you can't have a meal where you have the flesh of a corpse, a carcass of a dead animal on the plate. It's not food if there's nothing dead there. What kind of mentality is that? And how did you buy into it? Oh, well, sister, what you saying? I can't have my meat? How soon do you want to get into your grave? These people are on a mission to make sure that nobody gets off the planet alive. And we didn't come up from the earth, like they say, from the dust you came, from the dust you'll return. I don't know what people those are, but those are not us. We came to the earth through the wombs of our mothers. And we came as living beings. We didn't come as vegetables. We came with a system perfected to take in of the life force and the light source. We came to a world that is always surrounded in a rainbow of color. And the vibratory rate of those colors are to stimulate us through our eyes, to stimulate our brain, to stimulate our glandular functioning, to really create the substance and the wherewithal that we need so that our cells have the actual currency of the presence and the intelligence of existence. Food has become the distraction. Food has become the thing that secures you in your grave. So now we're at a point where, no, y'all need to stop talking about the food. You need to really just stop eating all of that garbage and start breathing, start getting in the sunshine, start really working up and building up your lungs, building up the oxygenation in your cells. Come to a point where you can go days without eating garbage. But they don't want you to know that. They want you to think that, oh, well, you can lose weight. You just need some, the right calories. It doesn't matter if you're getting chocolate cake and icing and the aborted fetuses of chickens inside of it. You know, it's just calories. You can eat anything. These people will lie to you. They are murderers. They are liars and they are thieves. And if you keep listening to them, then you will miss your royal divine inheritance, which is your eternal life. Death is not the fullness of this life. Everlasting life is the fullness and the reward of this living. But they made you think that, oh, everybody's got to die. So what you saying, sister, you ain't going to die? I'm not going to die because I've been pursuing death. That I've been eating death and lusting after death and going after all kinds of dead things and dealing with dead people and dead thoughts and dead doctrines and dead. I will not go out like that. Yeah, we can make that determination. Every atom and every cell of your being is completely programmed by your own thoughts. Every atom and every cell of your being takes its programming from the quality of your thought. And that's why they give you dead food, so that you don't have the substance, the life force, the currency of intelligence to charge every atom and every cell of your being in the truth of the reality of its own regenerational immortality. You want your children to think that their lives are just about making money and dying. You want your children to be here and witness you in your pain and your anguish. You want your children to be here and see them cut up your body in the hospitals, because don't nobody know what to do. And all the sisters who were working in the hospitals are sick themselves, aiding and abetting in complicity and in complacency with our own annihilation, doing that which we were not purposed to do, in facilitating the annihilation of our own people. The sisterhood has the rays completely up, and it is our time to do so, that our 400 years, if it was just 400 years, is up. If it were not, I wouldn't be here to tell you. And I'm not the only one talking about conscious immortality as the reality. I'm not the only one talking conscious immortality as what real liberation is. What is it that you think freedom is? Liberated from what? Saved from what? Oakland Cemetery is having a 7 a.m. sunrise service. Easter Sunday. The resurrection in the cemetery. Y'all gonna be there? We need to resurrect wherever we are. It doesn't matter. Because if you have been doing what they've educated us to do, if you have not come to those degrees of personal courage, consideration, the ability to respond correctly to that which needs to be done, if you have not yet gained the clarity that you need in order to stop driving the trucks for the chicken people and washing their floors and serving the massa like that when you are in conspiracy with your own demise, then no, the resurrection has to happen everywhere that we are. And it requires a cleansing, a purification, a renewal, and a rebirth. It says, yes, you must be reborn. You cannot climb back into your mother's womb. And though many of you are trying to get into somebody's womb all the time, you cannot be reborn through those methodologies. You have to cleanse and purify yourself by giving up the devil's food. The devil's food. Would you go to the graveyard for a meal? But when you go to your freezers are filled with the carcasses of dead animals. That's like a cemetery. Then you got some people, they say, oh, I'm going hunting. I know some really nice white people who go hunting, and they feed off the carcasses of these deer and these things all year long. Does that really sound appetizing, to be feeding off the carcass of an animal all year long? What kind of people are these? These are the kind of people who enslave and rape and distort and bastardize and create scarcity and, you know, take from the earth that which has come from the earth. We're at that point in time where we are in a position to really make a difference. And the difference that we have to make is on behalf of the lineages that we represent. The difference that we have to make is by consciously seeking to be attuned to the cosmic forces of existence, to the voices of the ancient ones who are calling their children forward, calling us home. To know that our earthly sojourn, it could last for thousands of years, but we still were not birthed here to end and die here. For we are immortal beings whose evolutionary growth and progression is an infinite and eternal thing. We are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and eternal presence, whose presence is absolutely the presence and the intelligence of every being, regardless of how small. And they've put you in a position where they make you think that it's okay to be killers, when the law is that thou shalt not kill. The law that existed before they interpreted to say, oh, well, that's not man they're talking about. But even if that were the case, then why are they killing so many people? The essence of what these people are practicing here is speciesism, where those who are kind of human and those who are the descendants of humanity think that it is their right, by virtue of being two-legged intelligences, that they can take the lives of any other being and use it, abuse it, eat it, stuff it, whatever they want to do to it. And it is not happening. It's not working. So when we want to look at what has happened, what kind of devastation has happened to our global family, 3/4 of which are all people of color, then understand that at some point everybody fell from the graces because they began to kill indiscriminately for gain, for sport. Bringing the Europeans in. Now the alligator's losing his skin, the crocodile, the ostrich and his eggs. I mean, everything has been put in a position where nobody's able to bring their young forward. What do you think happens to that cow when she's artificially inseminated? She brings forth the calf. That calf is taken from her before it even has time to suckle. And they put it in a little box where it can't move for 6 months. And then they kill it and serve it in the finest restaurants as veal. You think that cow is not intelligent enough to know that she had a baby and she misses it? And we absorb all of this pain in the flesh of that which you all consume. And then y'all don't figure out why it is you're depressed, why it is you're anxious, why are you schizophrenic, why are you bipolar? Because you are absorbing all of the energy of the animals that have been bastardized and poisoned and shot up with all kinds of hormones and antibiotics. These people here who keep those types of systems in place, shooting the animals up full of antibiotics so that they can keep them alive long enough to kill them and then feed them to your children as happy meals. Ain't nothing happy about it. And you wonder why we're in the position we're in. Because you're not thinking. And as much as you be praying, until your bloodstream is able to carry the charge and the current, the electromagnetic energy of the life force and intelligence of your being, then you will not ever have the quality of thought or be able to do what it is that God would do through you by virtue of your talents, your skills, your abilities, and that which your lineage was committed to the planet to do. So what we're preparing ourselves for is a transition from the earth. And the majority of the people are already casualties here. And that's why there's the worldwide intent to harvest the souls of the people, so that their whole life and their whole afterlife is completely under the auspices and domination and doctrines of beings that had nothing to do with them. We are in that now moment of eternity that requires us to really care, to require us to really love, to require us to back up, sit down, be still, shut up, and open your heart for the truth so that you may be transformed. So that everything you do has purpose. Everything that you do is working towards the greater wholeness and facilitation of the whole of existence itself. You cannot be committed to liberation and be only committed to the liberation of one people or one species or one continent. For Mother Earth is a whole thing. And this universe is one statement. of an infinitude of that which is exist in the presence and the substance and the intelligence of the whole of existence itself. We have to learn to love it, to respect it, to honor it, and to know that every atom and every cell of your being is charged with it, and there is nothing that you cannot accomplish when you align yourself, when you charge yourself, when you cleanse yourself, purify yourself, reattune yourself to the truth of yourself. And then you'll see the difference in our relationships. You'll see the difference in our children and our grandchildren. You'll see the difference in our communities. And you'll begin to understand how 300 and some million people on the North American continent, who constitutes less than 12% of the world's population, are living off of 80% of the world's resources and are destined to be shaken up as a result of the payment of the karmic debt and the balancing of the scales. You will not get out of this alive if you do not have the intent to live according to the laws of life. You cannot feed off of death and come into eternal life. You cannot feed off of death and really live in the fullness of your authority and your charge and your talents and your skills and your potency and your prosperity in this life. And you cannot be guaranteed that if you don't know glory here, that you'll have it on the other side. How many of our people have already gone, and how many of them are calling back to you and telling you what that transition is, telling you the condition and state of where the spiritual worlds are? Why are you rushing to experience something that nothing and nobody is properly preparing you for? For you will be off this planet much longer than you were on it. And if you're having trouble manifesting and manipulating and matriculating on the planet with everything that you could possibly need to do it, then I don't know why it is you're rushing to be evicted from your bodies and be thrust into the spiritual worlds that are much more vast than anything that you can see in the realm of physical manifestation, corporeality, and materiality. I'm here to encourage you to know that we are already in the presence of that absolute and divine reality, and Mother Earth herself is suspended in the heavens. And so there is nowhere that we need to die and get to. Everywhere there is to go, you need to have generated the proper vehicle, the spiritual bodies to accompany your spirit there. We are in this now moment of eternity that requires us to realize that we are children of an infinite and eternal reality, and death is not the fullness of our living. Love yourselves enough and your children enough to ask, to pray for correction, for forgiveness, so that you can return into the house of the ancient ones. You've been in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And for those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I'd like to welcome you and thank you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for all of you who are the inner circle, for those of you who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency, I am so delighted that I am having opportunity to meet more of you and to see just how powerful, how beautiful, how wonderful your spirits are, and to really be very much confirmed and
have it affirmed for me that that which I've been saying to you in terms of knowing that those of you who listen consistently to this program are some of the most powerful people on the planet right now, and it is the intent of this program to make sure that you get the inspiration, the information, and connectedness to our resources in our communities locally as well as nationally and internationally, so that you are able to stand fully in the light and the intelligence of all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and eternal presence that constitutes the whole of existence itself, that which you all call God. It is the intent of this program to allow us, regardless of what hue of people we may be, regardless of what our socioeconomic status is, regardless of where we've been, what we've done, what we haven't done, whether we are on lockdown or locked up, it does not matter. We are all living and dwelling in the presence of that absolute and eternal presence, and there is nothing physical that can keep the Creator out. There is no building, there is no organization, there are no government restraints that can restrain and prohibit the intelligence of existence. And we are in that now moment where it is our time to realize that we are each these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence that is beginningless and endless, that it is infinite and eternal, and every atom and every cell of our entire beings is completely permeated, completely penetrated, completely immersed by that intelligence, and perfection is an inherent part of it. And so all of the lies and the doctrines and the God spells that the people have been under for all of these thousands of years, it is now time for us to release our attachment to those things, because they have not served us well in that they did not provide us the wherewithal to walk in the fullness of all that we are as conscious immortals. And that is what liberation is about. And so being conscious of who you are in relationship to all there is, being conscious of who you are as a point and a presence of pure consciousness, being conscious and conscientious of dwelling in the intelligence of existence as an intelligence of existence, takes us and gives us leverage beyond just being black or white or Hispanic or Puerto Rican or Cuban or whatever we may call ourselves. We are in that now moment of eternity in which we have to step outside of the limited frames of reference of the boxes that we have been used to dwelling in. We're in that now moment that requires us to take time on a consistent and daily basis to be ever more centered with each and every breath we take, with every beat of our hearts, with every thought that we think, of being in the presence of the absolute. With each and every breath we take and each beat of our hearts, we have been gifted by and given the presence of the absolute. With every breath that we take and with each beat of our hearts and with every atom and every cell of our beings, we are completely charged by the intelligence of existence, which is infinite and eternal. It is the absolute reality of all of existence throughout all of eternity. And that is the greatest blessing that you could ever receive. And what does that mean? That means that you where you are, who you are, but naked are the greatest gift that you were given, except for the inheritance of your heritage, your lineages, and this now moment of eternity that you have opportunity to rise beyond all adversity, to liberate and levitate beyond all circumstances and situations, to use everything, because everything that you have and can utilize is just another point of presence or substance or matter of the intelligence of existence. And they say it's all good, so that when we have a clear inner standing and understanding and resolute standing with the intelligence of our being, everything is working towards our greater good, because we are in the presence of perfection. Everything is working towards the exaltation and the progression of existence itself. This is an absolute reality, an absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, absolute peace, absolute poise, absolute power, absolute potency, absolute prosperity, and absolute liberation is the call of the day, is what we have opportunity to embrace as a result of just speaking it, calling for it, to say, ask and it shall be given, to knock and the door shall be open, to seek and ye shall find, ask to be centered in the abundance of all there is, ask to be cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, and completely revivified, so that your life is the living testament and testimony to the glory of the triumph in this resurrection, or as some would say, the second coming, or the golden age, or the Aquarian age, whatever you want to call it, the Asarian resurrection. We are in a most auspicious time and place of existence, and to qualify for continued existence is the true success of this day. You say, oh, well, success is what you think it is. Success is whatever a person decides it is. There is a truth to what success is for this reality that we have been gifted into. And success is being able to leave the planet without having died. To leave the planet without your body having become so contaminated, so defiled, so filled with the uric acid crystals as a result of trying to digest flesh, the lactic acid crystals as a result of trying to digest the pus and mucus of cows, being filled with the parasites and the bacteria that is necessary to digest flesh. Success is having taken the time to have cleaned your body temple so that the spirit of God and Goddess can resume, can return, and be seated on its throne of authority upon the earth. This is our time, and it's a gracious time. And whatever situations and circumstances you may be confronted with and dealing with in terms of sickness or illness or cleansing crises or the need to be healed whole, whatever your finances are, whatever the situation is, we are in a now moment where absolute law can be consciously utilized. See, there are three basic components to liberation. Liberation is that state of being where the intelligence of your being is completely free to function as intelligence functions. And all intelligence functions towards the well-being of the whole of existence itself, whether it's the ant or the bees or the birds or the trees or the flowers, it does not matter. The Creator's presence and the Creator's intelligence is that which is permeating everything, and it is inherently programmed towards the progression of the whole of existence itself, so that you and I, in consciously seeking to be successful in this life, have to be successful according to the precepts, according to the order, according to the purposes of existence, in our being wholeheartedly and divinely guided and inspired and motivated and consciously determined to function as intelligences of existence in the perpetuation and the exaltation of life. For death is not the fulfillment of this life. Everlasting life is the fulfillment of this life. And so to have death as your objective, or to work on behalf of death as your livelihood, or to support those who support death or who work for death, is to forfeit your purpose in existence. It is to disconnect from your destiny and to seal yourself in having a tragic date with fate. We are in that now moment that requires us to make a decision as to who we will serve. Whether we will serve the forces of light, love, consciously seek to be harmonized in the laws of existence and to utilize them consciously and conscientiously so that we may bring and contribute a greater good into the world, or will you serve the forces of darkness and death, those forces that consciously work to make sure that the public and the children and the elders and the youth and the adults are completely adulterated beings, that they have no remembrance of their divinity, that they think that they're individuals that have their opportunity to do whatever it is they want to do without real consequence to their eternal lives. Because if people have already accepted death, as many people have, and many people say, oh, well, you know, I gotta die something, so I might as well be killing myself anyway, which is kind of like the epitome of stupidity, to think that you as an intelligence of existence, as a wombed man, a mother, or a man, progenitor of lineages of people, should be authorized in your own mind by this system that has proven itself to be filled with murderers and liars and thieves, that you yourself could take on their mindlessness and be killing yourself or your children, and you still want to be held in the fullness of that respect for being an intelligent person. And it's very hard to get that quality of respect. The children are very much disappointed in the adults that they see. They love you unconditionally, but they really are yearning for something greater. They want greater for themselves. It's a part of what it is to be youth-filled and idealistic and want the world to be peace-filled, and you want to love the animals. You don't really want to eat them. Once the child realizes that it's eating the flesh of a dead animal, they really have some adjustments to make. And many of us did not come to that thought as children. And those of us who did, you know, if you had the parents that said, oh, well, you don't have to eat that baby if you don't want to eat it. Otherwise, you know, some of us were told you better eat everything on your plate or I'll beat you. And we were continually forced into greater degrees of alienation from our natural nature, to be life-filled and life-loving and loving of all living things, which is the true nature of a child. And regardless of how old we may mature, to how many years we may have in this earthly existence, in light of eternity, in the presence of infinity, we are children still, and we are to be held completely accountable and responsible for learning the lessons of childhood, which is obedience and respect. It says, honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt love thy father, mother, God, goddess, with all of your heart, body, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. You shall not kill. You shall reverence and respect the intelligence of existence as it is manifesting through every order of existence, because all of existence is me, and I am you, and everyone is. So how can we kill and be justified in destroying another point and part of the presence of the absolute and think that there's some winning in war? You cannot win a war. The fact that you have even fallen to the level of thought to initiate and participate in war has shown where you have failed. fail to use the laws of love and light and intelligence and the ability to communicate and to compromise towards the well-being and the goodness of everyone, including Mother Earth and her creatures. But to have no regard and no respect for Mother Earth, to think that, oh, well, the book said thou shalt not kill, like you can't really be attuned to the law within the truth of your own being and your soul, that you need a book to justify for you that being wrong is okay. There are many of us who cannot follow this foolishness any longer, and there are those of us who are ready to really understand what is going on. And so much of what we see happening here is a direct disrespect and disregard for the intelligence of existence. It's like people who live every day to slap the Creator in the face by consciously being and willfully being disobedient and disrespectful, lawless, who master the process of ignoring that there are laws that govern life and laws that govern existence. And they rejoice in their right to be wrong. And they tell you that you have the right to be wrong. You are entitled to your mistakes, that you can, you know, bump your head and bump your head and bump your head till you're bloody, and that's okay because it's your right to make your own mistakes. The intelligence of existence doesn't really work that way, and that's how come in any species, once the species is consciously trying to adapt and they learn a new pattern for adaptation on this continent, the species on the next continent is able to absorb that same lesson. The intelligence of existence is intelligent enough to do that which is necessary to perpetuate itself, and which is why we have to come to that place and space and point within our own beings to be centered in the desire to be righted, to be corrected, to forgive and to be forgiving, to be loving and to be cherishing, to be honoring, to really be truly respectful and reverencing of the intelligence of existence as it is in everything and everyone, and to know that as we move forward, wherever you are completely immersed and surrounded in the intelligence of existence. And that intelligence can hear you. It feels you. It knows you. It has presence with and around you. And it is supporting you unconditionally. It doesn't matter what mistakes you make. It doesn't matter how erroneous your thinking is. It has not abandoned you. It has not given taken that which it has given to you and said, oh, well, he's operating out of order, so I'm just going to take my life force from him and give it over here. You know, no, each of us is being perfectly loved in existence by existence itself. And so our first commitment in our living should be to existence itself, because it is wholeheartedly committed to us. It is absolutely faith-filled. It has, the Creator has committed so much of itself to us as its proof of faith within us to do that, which is harmonizing and consistent and complementing with its will and its ways. And we are being tended to in love. And the lessons and the pain that we experience is still love, so that if you did not experience pain as a result of your error, you would have no way to correct yourself. Otherwise, you'd be in error and then you just get wiped out of existence. And the Creator's mercy is much greater than that, because you have opportunity over time to make correction, to be completely healed, to be renewed, to be reborn, to be remembered into the order of intelligence directly, to really have all of your sins and your blood stains washed away so that your soul is renewed, your spirit is made whole. We are in a very gracious time, but you have to ask and you have to knock and you have to seek and you have to apply that which you're given, and you have to move with the intuition. You have to move on that which comes to you as a result of your own asking and your own praying, because you are having opportunity by virtue of the liberty that the Creator has gifted you to be able to see and to ask for what it is you want. And you have responsibility to create this. But you have people who don't want to be responsible. They don't want to have the ability to respond correctly and directly to that which is light, that which is right. They think that somebody's going to come off the clouds or something and wave a hand and everything is going to be corrected. No, we each have been given hands to wave. We each have been given mouths and words to articulate and to speak. We've each been given hearts to be able to feel and to know. Once our systems and our bodies are cleansed and our bloodstreams are purified and our minds are clarified and our thoughts are magnetizing so that love is that which we are putting forward, and love is coming back to us multiplied in light and wisdom and truth and peace and poise and power and prosperity and potency. Ask and it shall be given. But you're scared to lift your voice up. Don't be scared to ask. Don't be scared to think the thought of it. See yourself doing what it is you want to do. Yes, we want to have our bills paid. Yes, we want to pay our loans back. Yes, we want to move over here. We want to do this. We can do any of it, but you can't do it and be killing yourself, smoking yourself to death, drinking yourself to death, dissipating your life force, and acting as if you have no right or no responsibility to be in order. For order lays foundation for all of your blessings to flow. But the order has to be established as the integrity of your own being. Order. Is the foundation. And discipline is that which allows you to really be grounded in your foundation. But if you will not be disciplined, if you will not choose to become a disciple, one who is consciously seeking to demonstrate the laws of life and existence as one's own reality, then you undermine your rights to really be full in your love and your joy and your delight. And our children deserve to see how to live this life. Our children deserve to receive the inspiration and the qualifications so that they themselves will aspire towards something other than being a football player or a hoochie mama or a video or a rapper or something. These children need to be supported in realizing that they are here as foundation and to be living testaments and testimonies to the glory of the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light, and that their lives should be a creative unfoldment and expression of laughter and peace and truth and wellness and ingenuity and creativity and divinity. Our children are here to be the gifts that we give to the earth, and the example that we walk with for them is that which they shall have memory of, and they need those memories to comfort them when you have made your transition to the other side. Life and love are continually revealing its mysteries and beauties to my mind, heart, and my soul. The presence of the Absolute is the presence of each one of us, and it is now our time to really, really harmonize with the Absolute and Divine Mind, to think thoughts of goodness and beauty and peace and truth and light and love and salvation and deliverance, to have ourselves centered in the reality of the fulfillment of the prophecies and the promises, that we would come away from this place with great substance and wealth. And there is no greater substance than wealth, and being completely remembered in the family of immortality. No greater substance and wealth than being completely restored, renewed, rebirthed, realigned, reoriented, and completely held in the integrity and the ethic and the morality and the character and the virtue of what it is to be the children of God. You and I, and all others, everywhere, no matter where, even those who are kind of human in humankind, we are all held in the reality of the absolute presence, and its absolute intelligence is the totality of all there is as existence itself. With each and every breath you take, with every beat of your heart, each and every breath you take and every beat of your heart, with each and every breath you take and every beat of your heart, be conscious and conscientious, be thankful, be reverencing, be appreciative, be loving, be kind and be caring, be living like you want to live forever, because this glorious reality, I mean, you can't really say that you'd be more delighted to be dead than to be alive, to be filled to overflowing with true prayer, praise, and thanksgiving for the blessings of the laws and the light and the love and the opportunity to walk, to stand, to shine, to blaze, to be radiant and brilliant in the light of an absolute and eternal sun. Imagine it. See it. The joy and delight of a free people, free from drudgery, free from lies, free from despair, free from disease, free from self-imposed limitations. When you live in a world that is ever expanding, the infinitude of possibilities. It's time now for us to accept the greatness of what it is to be. And we have no apologies to make to anybody for truly desiring to be free. And so as you continue to nurture and nourish those thoughts of letting go of that job, letting go of that slave thing, moving off the plantation, understand that it is to soon be a reality, because it is the will of existence for the children of light, the children of God, disciples of truth, and all of those who would live to serve the Creator's purposes and the Creator's purposes alone. So if that place and space and people that you work for are not centered in the purposes of existence, in creating greater joy and delight in those things, those products, those things that we need to help edify us, cleanse us, heal us, adorn us in our beauty, if we are not working on behalf of light, then yes, you will be called to leave those places so that you can be restored and remembered and reoriented, realigned to the truth of who you are and why you're here. And you do what you do until you know to do something else. Now, I'm here to encourage you to do something else. And that something else is to care with every fiber of your being, to be in the integrity and the character and the virtue of the truth of your being. To stand forward, to stand up, to raise up, to get up, to be completely committed to your liberation and the liberation of all orders of existence, because this is what we must do if we'll survive. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle with Adama.